Okay, we're holding on Yud Ches, five lines up from the top. Tashma. We're trying to be right from the Mishnah. Marchikin es azroim, v'esamachreisha, v'esmiraglayim, v'inakoyso shloshet fachim. So the things you have to distance from the wall are the seeds. The machresh is the actual plow. The miraglayim is urine. Okay. So Morris says once like the deal's like this. Time to ika koiso. The reason why is because there's a koiso, but haleka koiso. If there wouldn't be a koiso, then somech you could put it directly right next to the boundary of the field. So Morris says, "Lo, that's not a good raya." Yeah, I think there's about totally 11 different proofs until the Gemara concludes. But it says, no, it's not a good riot. Even if there wasn't a wall, you can't put like the machresha and these things next to it. The elamai ka mashmalan. So then what is the chiddush? Hakamashmalan, the sunto kashal koisil. Dampness, right, is something that would damage it. Rashi explains it's like a type of moisture or something like this. Others have a question on this. They say that maybe it's talking about like a rust that would kind of like damage the soil that way. But whatever it is, it's damaging, and that's not necessarily a riot where you could put it next to. You could be somech or not somech. So next case, tashma as a rechaim. If you have the mill, so shloshim min ha-shechev shehein arba min ha-rechev. You have to do three tefachim from the lower part, which is four from the upper one. If you remember, we talked about in the previous year the way the stones were shaped that they indent in a little bit. So again, we're going to make a diak. Time of the ika kosel. The reason why is because there's a kosel, haleka kosel, samich, but there wouldn't be a kosel there. Then you could put the rechayim, the mill, right up next to it. So again, the Gemara says, no, you can't necessarily bring a proof from this either. Lo, ki leka kosel nami lo samich. Even when there is not a kosel, you still can't put the rechayim right next to it. El mai kamash malan. So what is this coming to? What's the reason we can't? So kamash malan the tiria kashil kosel. The vibrations, that's also damaging for the kosel. That's why you can't put it up. Okay, another proof. Tashma, es hatanur, the oven, right? Shloshim min ha kalia shehin arba min ha sofa. You have to do three tefachim from the base, which is really going to be four tefachim from the upper rim of it. So where it is, someone says like this, time with the ika kosel, game, same pattern over here. The reason is because there's a kosel here, but the inference would clearly be haleka kosel. If there was not a wall right there, then samich, then you could put it right up next to the boundary. Where says no, lo, kileka kosel nami lo samich. Even when there is no wall, you still can't put it right up next to the meitzah, next to the boundary. So my kamash malan. So what's the chiddush is teaching me? So kamash malan chiddush is the havla, the hevel, the heat, the vapor, something like that is kashla kosel. That also damages the wall. You can't do it. Okay, continues again. Tashma lo yiftach adam chanus shel nach toimin v'shel tzvoim tachas otzaro shel chavero. This is a mishnah on chavam and beis. You can't put a bakery or a tzvoim is where like a store where they dye clothing. Right, so you can't put this underneath the oats or the wine storehouse of your person. V'lo refes bakar, you can't put a cattle barn there. So Gemara says, time at Ika Otsar. The reason why you can't put this is because there's this storehouse is already there, right? Haleka Otsar. But if there wouldn't be an Otsar there already, so then often you could do it, right? So Gemara wants to make a dig. So if this is true, then the same would be by the boar, right? You could dig right up next to the boundary of the property. Kolzman, there's no boar there. So Gemara says, no. Dira shiny. The case where you have a dira is going to be different. So there's like two different ways of explaining what the Gemara's answer is on your deer shiny. So some of the forshim explain that if you have a barn or store in your where you live, so then no one can really prevent you from doing what you want to do, right? You know, assuming that you're not directly damaging your neighbor's property, right? But a field is lacking anything that's permanent, right? That's one way. Others say no. But when you're using the second story, is that's where you live. So the guy who's below you, he doesn't have to cheshbon out the fact that my upstairs neighbor, he's going to convert his space into a storeroom, right? But that's different from when you're digging a pit in the field, right? So then that's like it's disrupting. Okay, so that's part of the thing when it's deer shiny. Why residence is different because in general you can use your home in any way you want to, right? So when it says daikanami, I can make a diak, I can. You know, read it precisely and come to the same conclusion. Detani Allah, because we said on this, Im ha'iseref es bakar kodem es la'otzar, if you'd have the cattle barn that was there before you set up your otzar, your storehouse, then mutter, you're allowed to. So you really can't make a diik anyway in case of a brisa, in regards to the halacha of the Mishnah, because our Mishnah is not talking about dira. It's not talking about living quarters. It's talking about a field. Okay, so let's keep trying again. Tashma, a Mishnah on Chavav and Aleph. Lo yita adam ilan samach lesada, ela'im kein hirchik mimeno arba amos. You can't put a tree close to another person's field unless you deal with it arba amos. We've used consistently throughout the Masech that Ramosha's measurements, arba amos is 7 feet 3 inches. Okay, so that's the way you'd apply it. So you can't do unless you separate the dalet amos over there. But on all, we learned on this, arba amos sha'amru kedei avoides ha-kerem. That's the space you need to work the kerem, to work the vineyard. It's like the small little space next to the trees, because you have to be able to have a space that's going to allow the animals to plow in between them. Taimim the mishum kedei avoides ha-kerem. The reason why you can't do it right up is because you have to have a space for them to work in the kerem. But the dig is halav mishum kedei avodas hakerem. If it wasn't for something that's be next to the kerem, the sonach you could put it right there. V'yafal gav teika shoshin dekal mazgei. And even though there's going to be the shorish or the roots that are going to be mazikit, right? They are going to damage the guy's field. So Hakmaya Skinan says, what are we talking about here? Right? The Mafsik Tsumma. We're talking about a type of hard rock where you have it's like separating between these two fields. So therefore there isn't any shoshin. There's no roots that are passing from the tree into the other field. So that's why you can do it. So Daikanami, again, we could be Medaik and read this precisely and bring a proof to Kitani, because we learned later on, Hayagoder bin Asayim, if there was a fence between the two fields. Each one can put the tree up close to his fence on his side, and the other can put his tree close to there. Right? Meaning, if the Braisa was talking about a case where the Shirashim, the roots were going to travel across, so why would both neighbors be allowed to put a tree right up next to each other, right? So you see from here, from the fact that the Mishnah says you could do that, we're talking a case where there's this rock. Again, that's what the Gemara calls it, tsunma. There's like, it's a hard rock that breaks up between the two, and that's why they're allowed to put it up, mamish, right next to the actual the actual fence. One sec. Ema seifa. So you got to read, you got to consider what it says in the seifa, right? In English, it's interesting, the word suffix, right, that word comes at the end, sof, that's where seifa, that comes from, derived from the Hebrew. So, okay, says the Gemara like this, if the roots of your tree are going into the other guy's field, right, ma'amik lohen shlosha tefachim k'dei shelo ya'akev ha'machresha, then the other guy's allowed to cut them up 3 tefachim, so they're not going to stop the plow. That's just the shear throughout the shas, that a machresha, you had this in Parshas Noach, that the shear of the machresha goes 3 tefachim deep into the ground. So it says like this, id mafsik tsunma, but if you have this rock that was between these fields and that's going to make a barrier, semai boy awesome. What are the roots doing? How do they get there, right? How do roots get there if there's a rock blocking it? So nohachi kama, this is what it means. This is what the mission says. I lav tsunma, if there was no rock, and now the roots are going into the field of your chaver, your neighbor. Then the neighbor can cut them to a depth of the 3 tefachim, so they're not going to stop the plow. They're not going to block it from doing his work. Okay, Tashma. Again, still haven't gotten our answer yet to our kasha. Marchikin esa ilon. We distance. We quoted this previously, right? This Mishnah and this chafei. Right, the way you remember is because it's the distance is 25 and it's on page 25. Tashma marchikin es ha'ilan min ha'bor esrim v'chamesh am. You have to do 25 amos from the bor. Taima de'ika bor. The reason why you have to distance is because there's a bor. Ha'leik a bor samich. But if there wasn't a bor there, then you could put it right next to you. You could put your the guy put his tree right next to his neighbor's field. Was this low? This isn't a good raya. Ki leka bor na'ami lo samich. Even when there's not a bor, you still can't put it right next to your neighbor's field. Hakamash malon. So what's the chiddush is telling us with the bor? What is there? The ad esrim v'chamesh am up to 25 amos next one. As le shroshav umazki labor. That's the extent that how far the roots can travel. You know, you think about it. You know, sometimes a person has a tree in the front of their house, the masik themselves, because the roots go in and it can get into pipes in the water and it can block it. So what our mission is teaching us is that the distance is 25 amas for how far it could actually go in and be masik. Yehochi, one second. Ema Seifa, so you got to look at the Seifa that. V'im Ilan Kodam, lo Yokotz. If there is a Ilan, if the tree was there before the boar, then you don't have to cut down the tree, right? V'ilos delo samich, right? And, wait, let me go back again a second. Yeah, I'm sorry. If you're not allowed to put the tree close to there, even though there's no boar, so how are you going to come to find a case? How do you ever find a case where the tree came before the boar, right? Because the owner would have to cut it down. Yeah? No, so one of the answers, Kid Amr of Papa. Like Rav Papa says, Bilokeach. You're talking about a buyer. He's buying part of the field, right? So Hachinami, Bilokeach. So here we're talking about Lokeach, meaning like this. The soda, the field, had a boar in it, and it had a tree next to it. So the owner sold, gets machlokas, but the way we learn now is the owner sold part of the field that had the boar in it. That's what he did. He sold a part of it that had the boar. But he divided it up. But now the boar is within 25 amos of the Elon. Okay, Tashma. Marchikin esa mishra min hayorak. Esa kreishi min habetzalim. So you have to separate, you have to distance the water where you have the flax from the vegetables that are growing in the field. You have to distance the leeks from the onions that are in the field. You have to distance the mustard, the chardal, from the bees that are these are all things that have to be separated. So time at the ik yark. The reason why is because there's vegetables. Halek yark, but there was no vegetables over there at Samech, then you could put the water right next to it. Right, that's not gonna be a problem. It says low, kileki yarak nami lo samch. Even when there's no vegetables there, you still can't put the water right up next to his neighbor's field. But hakamash malan, what's the teaching me by this? Nahani kashu ahadade, that these things are harmful. They harm each other. So for that's why these things, the water and the flax, the leeks and the onions, the mustard, the bees, you can't put them next to each other. So ihochi ema seifa. So if that's true, if that's the mahalach you want to use in explaining this, so then what are you going to do about the seifa? Rabbi Yossi matir bechardo. Rabbi Yossi says you're allowed to plant near the bees for the mustard, right? Why? Mipnei shiocha loymelo, because he could say to the owner of the bees, ad sh'at oymeli harchik hachardal cho min hadvorai, right? You're saying keep your mustard away from my bees. I can say back. You keep your bees away from my mustard. I mean, each one has a taina on the others. They're coming in and they're eating up my mustard seeds, my mustard plants, right? Meaning, you're damaging my property. You have a taina on me, but I have a taina back on you. That's so harmful. That's what we're talking about. That's what means. Each one harms the others. The bees harm the mustard harms the bees. Everybody, it's ganz freilich over there, but each one is damaging the others. Okay, now on Amid Beis. Amid Beis is a little shorter. Amid says like this: V'id lo samech. If you're not allowed to put an item that might potentially damage next to your neighbor's property line, say heichim hashkachas la. How could you find a case where each neighbor is damaging his others? So Amar of Papa says blokeach. We're talking about a person who bought part of his neighbor's field. And it has something in it that's going to damage. Lamashal, you have the water, right? They soak the flax in it, right? So in that section, the other section of the field that wasn't sold, so they kept something that could be damaged, right? So if you make this so kimta like this, lokeach means that you're buying part of it, so then you could keep the part that's damaging, even though it's near the boundary, without necessarily being against what it says in the Mishnah. So I ask one second, if you want to tell me this whole Kimpton that we're talking about a case where you bought part of the field and the section you bought, there's something that's damaging, my time with the Rabbanan. So one second, now we have a cash on the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan held that you can require the neighbor to distance himself. You're mazik me, so you have to separate, right? But if it's lokeach, what did I do wrong? I bought a field. Why did I have to separate, right? My time to Rabbanan. The ode and another kasha, my time to Rabbi Yossi. So what about Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi only argued in the case of the chardal and the devarim, the bees and the honey, right? Afilu mishra v'yarkanami. He also should have said in the case of the water and you have the vegetables, right? That's also being it should be consistent, right? So why should he have to distance his water? He didn't do anything wrong. So Amar Ravina, Kasavri Rabbanan, Al Hamazik, Laharchik Es Atzmo. because the Rabbanan hold that the, we'll call it like the responsibility is on the Mazik, the one who's causing it. He's the one who has to distance himself because he has the potential to cause it. You have to go beyond and make sure that that doesn't happen, right? Even if originally when it was placed there, it was fine, right? You bought part of the field, but no, now you are the Mazik. So as a second, asks the Gemara then, Michlal Rabbi Yossi saw ver al Nizak laharchik esatzmo. So, are you want to say that Rabbi Yossi was the Nizak, the one who is, you know, receiving the damage? He's the one who has to. He has to go out of way to make sure that I don't get hurt by somebody else, right? E al Hanizak, if it's going to be on the one who is getting damage, is going to suffer the loss as a result of this type of a transaction. Lokeich safi the mishra of yarkonamis. So even in the case of the soaking in with the vegetables, so right, he'd also, the owner should also not have to do this. Why did Rabbi Yossi make the chilek between the cases of the back to the bees and the mustard? So I'll tell you like this: the teretz is Rabbi Yossi nami al hamazik sirle. Rabbi Yossi also holds that the responsibility is on the mazik, that he needs to separate himself. V'halchi ka'amalu. And this is what he's saying. Rabbi Yossi Lerbonin. I'm sorry. Hachi ka'amar luhu Rabbi Yossi Lerbonin. Tenach mishra v'yarka. Fine. Granted, your teretz works well on the top of the water, which you have the flaxes in there and the vegetables. In that case, the one who's causing the mazik has to damage himself. The hani maski hani v'hani lo maski hani, because only the damage is like one directional. The water is, when you have the flax, is going to damage the vegetables, but the vegetables don't damage the water. El chardal devorin, but you have the mustard and you have the bees. Tarvayhu maski hadade. They each harm each other, right? So since each one is being mazik the other one, right? And really, initially, it was allowed to have the chardal was there. So then the owner of the bees should have to distance himself. Rabbonan, what are they going to answer back? So they'll say the vorim lachardal lo maskilui. They'll say that the bees aren't going to damage the mustard, right? Why? What's the svar? Iba bins ta. If it was the seeds lo mashkachlu, they're not going to be able to find it. Iba tarfa. If it's talking, it's a leaf. Hotter part, it's going to just grow back, and it's going to it'll regurgitate, it'll grow again. So there's no real damage to talk about. Sover Rabbi Yossi al hamazik laharchik es atzmo. Rabbi Yossi really holds that the mazik is the one who has to do that. Can't be. Vatanam learned in Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi omer afal pi shehabor kodemus leilan lo yokots. Even if we have the boar was there before the tree, then the And the guy's digging it, so he doesn't have to cut it down, right? Because this guy's digging in his own property, right? And this guy is planting in his own property. So what do you see from here? You see that the mazik doesn't have to. El olam Rabbi Yossi al hanizak severely. So it must be that Rabbi Yossi holds that the nizak, the one who's getting damaged, receiving the damage, he's the one who has to be marchik. He has to distance himself. And Rabbi Yossi is just speaking according to their words. He's answering according to their shita. This is what he would say. But he himself, Rabbi Yossi's shita, is that the nizak is the one who has to distance himself. Right, and then goes and explain. Lididi, right? According to my shita, al hanizak laharchik es atzmo. I hold that the responsibility on the one whose property is getting damaged, he's the one who has to separate. And even the water, the flax you use, and the vegetables, right? The owner doesn't have to separate himself. But according to your opinion, the amrisu, because you say al hamazik, that the mazik is the one who has to, the one who's doing the damage, the one who has to do it. Satenach mishra v'yarka. Fine, granted, according to the one, it's well, works out. It's a good explanation for the water and the vegetable case. The hani mazke hani. Hani lo maski hani, because again, it's one directional. The water is going to, the vegetables aren't going to get it back. El chardal devorim, but you have the case where it's, each one's going to be mazik the other. The mustard manages the bees damage the mustard. Tarvaihu maski hadade. In this case, when they're both damaging it, so if the mustard, the one who owned it, the mustard, had acted properly, then the owner of the bees, he should have to move his bees to make sure that it's not going to damage the guy's mustard. Aiser Rabbanim, so what are they going to answer back? Said Dvarim Lechadal Lamaskile. They're going to say, no, bees aren't going to damage the mustard, right? The same thing as we saw beforehand, right? If it's talking about the seed, right? Now it's on the top of Amud Aleph. The bees aren't going to find it. So they're not going to mazig. If we're talking about the leaf, so then how to repair it? It's going to regrow back, and therefore there is no real damage taking place, and therefore there's no obligation to separate it in a case where the damage isn't going to happen. Okay, and Mr. Shem will pick it up next time on Daf Yud Tes.